Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological progress report. On Patricia Fairchild, F-A-I-R-C-H-I-L-D, address is 1201 Butte, Street, P.O. Box 422, Corning, California, 96021, phone 530-824-5054. ID is... You know, you need to check these charts. When these people don't put down their Social Security numbers, it's a real problem. Well, I must have done something. Let me see. I mean, I keep having to go back and forth. It gets really problematic.
Ooh, it's really warm in here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know.
ID is XXXXX-2926. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Rite Aid-Corning. 530-824-5086. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of cognitive decline. Well, this is addressed to... M-A-U-R-A, Buckley, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, comma, P-A. Lassen Medical Group, 2450 Sister Mary Columba, C-O-L-U-M-B-A Drive, Red Bluff, California, 96080-4356. Phone is 530-527-0414, fax 530-528-4423. Your professional colleagues, Patricia Fairchild was examined initially on November 8, 2021, with a history of cognitive decline. New paragraph, she completed the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders quality of life questionnaires indicating moderate symptoms of cognitive impairment. A moderate reduction in her sense of positive affect and well-being. Marginal symptoms of anxiety, depression, comma, no symptoms of emotional and behavioral discontrol. mild impairment in her ability to participate in social roles and activities. A marginal A moderate to severe report of dissatisfaction with her social roles and activities. Little dysfunction in upper extremity motor dysfunction. Little dissatisfaction or difficulty with lower motor extremity dysfunction. And no sense of personal stigmatization over her findings. New paragraph. She completed the MR brain imaging high resolution with neuroquantitative analysis on December 2nd, 2021. Showing no evidence of significant hippocampal volume loss when compared to age match controls. There was evidence for diffuse cortical volume loss bilaterally in the frontal and right parietal lobes. New paragraph. Most importantly, her laboratory testing that was returned on January 19, 2021, was abnormal, showing evidence for slight increase in the level of random glucose and a slight increase in insulin values, suggesting slight insulin resistance tendency to diabetes. Her lipid studies were abnormal with an increased LDL and non-HDL cholesterol. New paragraph, her thyroid functions were checked with an elevated TSH of 5.7 and findings of both thyroglobulin and thyroid peroxidase antibodies. Nutritional analysis was abnormal with unmeasurable levels of vitamin B3, nicotinic acid, and nicotinamide. New paragraph. In consideration of her clinical history and presentation and her clinical symptoms, it would appear that she's at risk for having the symptoms of pellagra, including cognitive decline and possible brain dysfunction with a tendency to produce dementia. New paragraph.
Are you okay?
Recommendations. With her current clinical findings, I will increase the thyroid dosage to 0.5 milligrams of levothyroxine. New paragraph. Thyroid ultrasound studies will be ordered for further diagnostic evaluation. New paragraph. I've given her a prescription to initiate niacinamide, 500 milligrams, to take with her normal nutritional supplements. New paragraph, she'll be seen for reevaluation in follow-up in consideration for her findings and further treatment and my signature.